Today I want to talk about new versus returning users and how readership churn counts in the static age. The internet has changed. Scratch that, the world has changed, and the people of the world are fully engrossed in the information age. Maybe as even beyond that, perhaps we can now effectively call this the static age because of the massive level of static we must sort through to hear or be heard. Right now, today, there are likely 42 squillion people writing about your industry on a daily basis. And unless you're the reincarnation of Elvis Presley, you'll have a hard time capturing their interest. It's time to take a closer look at an important metric of your website traffic. Who is coming to visit? And did you do something that knocked their socks off? Did you have something to say that totally blew them away enough to subscribe and come back? Allow me to explain why this matters and what you can do about it. Good bloggers know and care about readership churn. The number of bloggers in 2010 has shot the moon. If you don't believe me, that's fine. I should not need to prove this with numbers, because you surely already know it. You probably already saw another blog or three in the last 1 minute and 22 seconds. The blast of information is fast, furious, and growing like a flu pandemic. Some of it is great information, but most of it will interest you as much as a knitting class interests a race car driver. Much of the massive blast of information simply does not apply to your life. Even if it is reliably useful, I think we can agree that a lot of what we see on the internet is filed away in the time wasted category, and we will not be going back to read more. So what about you? Will you find yourself filed away in the bottom of your reader's internet history? If you want to avoid this, you must get a couple things straight right now. In my short list, I will include that you must be useful, pay attention to your readers, give them a reason to come back, and do not disappoint them when and if they do come back. There is still hope for bloggers. I've written about good reasons to blog. The reasons that I have listed have been implemented and trusted by many readers. I write things to help people, and I do not take them for granted. Even with all of my efforts to be useful, it would be astonishingly simple for people to forget where they got the useful idea, whatever the idea. I know this because I forgot where I have found some great ideas too. I'm telling you, there is a massive wave of information, and even the best of us cannot keep it all filed away perfectly. So it's extremely important to help people remember you. If you're in business, it is important to help people remember why to come back to you when they need more or they know somebody who does. How can you do that? If you're blogging to advertise your goods or services, you'll have a hard time getting people to pay attention. Something far more important is to give them something they care about. Give them something useful. Since you cannot do something amazing every day, nobody can, you should give them a picture of other things you write about. Give them an archive. If they think you may be just a little bit interesting, let them see that there is more where that came from. I'll blog about how to create various kinds of blog archives soon, but for now, just be aware of the idea and that it can help others to see more value in what you provide. If they want more, make it easy and non-threatening. The next thing to do is to be sure that if people see a value in what you provide, that they can subscribe to receive more of it. You don't have to beat them over the head with it, but you cannot expect them to go out of their way to give you their attention either. It's not a promise that you will be amazing. It's not a promise that they will ever do business with you either. It simply means that they have more opportunity to see what you are about, and if they eventually need what you offer or know somebody who does, they will remember you. Timing is a big issue in business, and most of the time, people do not need or want what you sell at the moment they discover you. Things can change, and if they are at least aware of you, you will have a lot stronger chance of getting the call when they do need you. Give them an easy way to subscribe. Google's FeedBurner is an easy and non-threatening solution because people will never need to worry about you spamming them. If they subscribe by email, it's safe because they're not giving it to you. I never worry about subscribing to a FeedBurner feed because I know my email is not going anywhere but Google. Google already has my email. They don't spam me. As for RSS subscribers, like email, they choose whether to subscribe and they will not need to worry about you having their email address. And the only way you can really spam them is by putting your blog on the out there for the world to see. It's easy to ask somebody to subscribe. Allow me to lead by example. Please subscribe by email or RSS to awebguy.com. And it's easy to show them the past performance they want to expect. For example, go to awebguy.com/archive. To summarize this, it's important to remember the value of repetition in marketing, and that if you want people to receive your message over and over again, you need to do something that is useful and that benefits them. You have to give them a great reason to receive your repetition. Then you must let them know that you want to be in their list of considerations when it's time for them, when it's the right time for them. No, this is not a precise tutorial on how to get things just right. It's a message on how to think about your marketplace and why people will want to hear from you again. Just like any business endeavor, when you reach the same people again and again, it's a whole lot easier than trying to continually find new people. This is true whether you are giving something away for free or offering something for sale. Now I ask that if you have an interest in what I said here, that you subscribe to receive more, because I truly don't want to have to replace you. I hope you've enjoyed this. Please go to awebguy.com if you're not already on the website, and leave your comments. Love to hear from you, and I hope you will subscribe, and maybe I can give you something useful. I sure will try. Have a great day.